Welcome to Defiant Health Radio, a place where you can count on hearing about the truth in health, including new ideas and practices that can take your health to the next level. I also cover basic health issues, not healthcare issues, because modern healthcare is largely a failure to provide genuine health. So I'm going to discuss basic issues such as natural ways to reverse type 2 diabetes, how to lose weight without limiting calories, why cholesterol is a waste of your time and money, how to reverse common conditions such as fatty liver, and many other topics, all designed to empower you in health. I'm your host, Dr. William Davis, cardiologist and author of the Wheat Belly and Undoctored books. Later in the podcast, I'll be introducing Defiant Health podcast sponsor, Paleo Valley, makers of terrific fermented grass-fed beef sticks, bone broth, protein, rich in collagen, and other terrific products. Would you like absolute control over appetite? Or regain muscle and strength you've lost with aging? Or prevent bone thinning and fractures as you age? And lose skin wrinkles? These are among the effects of the hormone oxytocin. That's why I call this episode The Magic of Oxytocin. It's not really about magic, of course, but the health effects of boosting oxytocin are, for many of us, nothing short of phenomenal. And there are good reasons for this to happen. So stay tuned and I'll tell you everything you need to know about the hormone oxytocin. For many years since its discovery in 1906, the hormone oxytocin was felt to be responsible only for causing contraction of the uterus when a woman was ready to deliver a baby, and for expression of breast milk for breastfeeding. So it came as a surprise when it was discovered that children with autism have low levels of oxytocin, and that if oxytocin was administered to these kids, that they would regain some measure of facial recognition, social behavior, and extend their ability to engage in eye contact with other people. But the real boom in oxytocin research really got started about 2013, so just a few years ago, by a group at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, a cancer group, who were studying lactobacillus reuteri for its anti-cancer effects. But they noticed, by accident, that the animals given reuteri developed what they called thick, luxuriant fur. They wanted to know why this happened, so they pursued this further and found that these animals who received lactobacillus reuteri in their drinking water experienced substantial boost in the blood levels of the hormone oxytocin, and that this oxytocin was associated with a number of changes in the health and appearance of these mice. It was found that mice receiving lactobacillus reuteri and thereby experiencing the boom in oxytocin healed faster when they had skin wounds inflicted. Their skin became thicker due to a substantial increase in collagen deposition in the dermis, in the dermal layer of skin. Even when animals were put on a bad diet designed to make them fat and diabetic, animals who got reuteri, and thereby the boost in oxytocin, stayed slender, had thick fur, and played and mated with each other until they got old. In other words, they stayed young until they died. Animals who did not get the reuteri or the boost in oxytocin did get fat, lose fur, patchy loss of fur, stop mating and playing with each other. They got old and fat and then died. So a dramatic difference in the animals who received the reuteri. Older mice also suffer muscle atrophy. And when given reuteri, and thereby oxytocin, they regain youthful, plump muscle cells. They also noticed in these studies a marked increase in growth hormone and testosterone in the males. Also, the thymus gland. The thymus gland is the seat of T-cell immunity that protects you from cancer, protects you from viral and bacterial illnesses, that recedes or atrophies as we get older. So in humans, the thymus is at its maximum size and production of T-cells at age 15. And thereafter, with every passing year, the thymus shrinks and you lose the capacity for T-cells to launch an immune response. And by age 70, the thymus is about 10% of its original size. Well, elderly mice given reuteri had their thymus glands restored to that of a youthful mouse and thereby presumptively immune response. I'd like to welcome Defiant Health's newest sponsor, Paleo Valley, makers of absolutely delicious grass-fed beef sticks, healthy snack bars, and other products. You know that we're very picky around here and insist that any product we consider has no junk ingredients like maltodextrin, carrageenan, carboxymethylcellulose, sucralose, or other additives that have potential adverse health effects. You won't find any such ingredients in the Paleo Valley products. And all Paleo Valley products deserve the Defiant Health stamp of approval because they contain no gluten, no grains, soy, or added sugar. In fact, I find Paleo Valley products among the cleanest of any in their category, and they are truly irresistibly delicious. When I first tasted their grass-fed beef sticks, I was taken by surprise at how delicious they were. One of the habits I urge everyone to get into is to include a fermented food product at least once, if not several times per day, in your lifestyle. Unlike nearly all other beef sticks available, the Paleo Valley grass-fed beef sticks are all naturally fermented, meaning they contain probiotic bacterial species. I especially love the jalapeno-flavored sticks, as they add to your intake of capsaicin that has positive effects on your microbiome, as does the garlic in the garlic summer sausage. And of course, all their products are gluten-free. Paleo Valley grass-fed beef sticks are available in 5 varieties: original, jalapeno, summer sausage, garlic summer sausage, and teriyaki. They also offer 2 flavors of pasture-raised turkey sticks: original and cranberry orange. But I've got to admit, my favorites are the grass-fed beef sticks. Paleo Valley also has super food bars that come in dark chocolate chip and apple cinnamon, and they've recently added lemon meringue. I've tried them all, and I found them irresistible. And they're low carb, of course, with 8 grams net carbs per bar, well below the limits that I advise for health and weight management. Shipping is free for orders of $75 or more. For more information or to order, go to paleovalley.com. That's PaleoValley.com. Enter the coupon code DEFIANT, not case sensitive, for a 15% discount for all Defiant Health listeners. The web address is also listed in the Defiant Health show notes that accompany this podcast. Many of these observations have since been corroborated in humans in formal studies. For instance, there is indeed an acceleration of healing, just as in mice. There is a preservation, a marked preservation of bone density, so it prevents osteopenia, osteoporosis, and fractures. And there's also an extension of the observations that you enjoy emotional effects with restoration of oxytocin, such as increased engagement with other people, restoration of empathy, and a reduction in social anxiety, which plagues many people who are nervous when they go into social situations. So all these effects revolve around the restoration of Lactobacillus reuteri. And I say restoration because 96% of us, best evidence we have, suggests that 96% of us have lost this very important microbe, likely due to such things as antibiotic exposure over your lifetime, antibiotic residues in food, herbicides and pesticides, including glyphosate, the ingredient in Roundup, which is an herbicide, of course, but it's also a very potent antibiotic. But it's an antibiotic of the worst sort because it kills off healthy bowel flora species like Lactobacillus and Bifidobacteria species, but it's ineffective against unhealthy pathogenic species like E. coli and Klebsiella. And so glyphosate essentially selects for unhealthy microbes to proliferate. And there are other factors, of course. Chlorinated drinking water that disrupts the intestinal mucus barrier. Exposure to emulsifying agents in common foods like ice cream or salad dressing. Agents such as carboxymethylcellulose and polysorbate 80. Synthetic sweeteners and diet soft drinks like aspartame, saccharin, and sucralose. So we live in a world in which we are exposed every day to factors that disrupt the human microbiome and are killing off numerous species. Well, among the species lost by most people is Lactobacillus reuteri. So as I got thinking a lot about this, I got some reuteri, 2 strains, from a company called BioGaia, and the product is called Gastrus. I'll put this all in the show notes below. But the problem with this product is that it's crafted for infants. So it's been shown that these 2 strains of Lactobacillus reuteri given to babies reduces infantile colic, reduces regurgitation of breast milk or formula, and may abbreviate diarrhea after a course of antibiotics. And the dose is very low because it's crafted for newborns and infants. So I got this microbe and I made yogurt out of it. Now, let me explain. Yogurt, I call it yogurt because it looks and smells and tastes like yogurt, but it's not really yogurt. By FDA regulations, in order to call something yogurt, it has to be fermented with two very specific species, Lactobacillus bulgaricus and Streptococcus thermophilus. Well, we're fermenting dairy with Lactobacillus reuteri, a completely unrelated microbe. But I also tweaked the method of making yogurt because, you know, in commercial yogurt making, they ferment the product for 4 hours. Now, bacteria don't have sexual reproduction, right? They have asexual reproduction. They simply double. One bacteria becomes two becomes four, and so on. And for Lactobacillus reuteri at a temperature of 100 degrees Fahrenheit, it doubles every 3 hours. So if you were to follow the suit of commercial manufacturers, you'd ferment for 4 hours, you'd get a very minor increase in bacterial counts. So I fermented for 12 doublings, or 36 hours. When we performed flow cytometry, that's a way to count microbes. When we performed flow cytometry on our yogurts, we did this many times, we got 260 billion counts of reuteri. Even though the starting tablets, as the BioGaia Gastrus, only start with 100 million of each strain. So in other words, we raised the number of counts 1,000-fold. So bear this in mind. Some people have interpreted this to mean that just eating conventional store-bought yogurt will do all these things like smooth your skin and accelerate healing. It does not. I really don't know of much benefit at all from commercial yogurt because the counts are so low and the species are not that interesting. They don't have that many biological effects in humans. So we're looking specifically for the oxytocin-boosting effect of Lactobacillus reuteri. By consuming a half cup of this yogurt per day, will you experience many of the effects that have been seen in animal models and some degree corroborated in humans? Thousands of people are now consuming this Lactobacillus reuteri yogurt, and they are indeed experiencing extended deep sleep with vivid dreams. And those people who measure their duration of REM sleep, restorative sleep, are reporting a lengthening of their REM phase of sleep. Most people experience suppression of appetite, a very profound reduction in desire for food, especially snack foods. Now, combine this, by the way, with removal of the gliadin-derived opioid peptides, as we do in my programs, Weak Belly and Undoctored, you'll experience absolutely profound control over your appetite. You can walk by a plate of donuts without blinking an eye. Food still tastes great, but you are in absolute control of appetite and impulse. Many people do indeed experience a return of muscle and strength with reuteri and oxytocin. I personally experienced a dramatic increase in strength and in muscle weight just over a few weeks when I first started the yogurt. You'll find that skin, hair, and nails grow faster, heal faster. So you may need haircuts and may need to cut your nails more frequently. And if you have any kind of injury to your skin, an abrasion, a tear, a cut, you'll see that it heals about a third of the time faster. You may experience an increase in libido. I've seen this both in males and females. It's not 100% of people who do this, but it is a substantial proportion of people who experience this. And because we're boosting oxytocin, people do indeed experience an increase in empathy, social connection, a desire to be with other people, the ability to see another person's point of view, and a reduction in social anxiety. Add this all up, and I believe you could say that restoration of Lactobacillus reuteri and the boost you receive in oxytocin is an age-reversing effect. And the many people who've done this, when they share their selfie pictures, you can actually see that many people actually look 10 or more years younger, especially with their skin. Now, what other choices do you have to boost oxytocin? Well, there really aren't very good choices. There is intravenous oxytocin, as they do in pregnant ladies. But that only lasts, you need an intravenous line, of course, or injection into the muscle, but only lasts about 3 minutes, so it's not very practical. There is intranasal oxytocin, often given to children with autism, but it's likewise a little bit obnoxious to put this thing into your way up into your nostril, and then you have to do it 4 times a day, and even then, it only lasts about 90 minutes, so you don't get full benefit of oxytocin that way. There are some people who are taking sublingual oxytocin made by compounding pharmacies, but there's zero data to back up that application. No one's ever studied that in detail to see if it really works. Some people ask, well, can I just hug my dog or hug my partner and get a boost in oxytocin? Well, those activities do indeed boost oxytocin, but only momentarily. So you don't get the big health benefits you get from around-the-clock boost in oxytocin. So we are left with restoring Lactobacillus reuteri that implants and takes up residence the entire length of the GI tract, including, by the way, the upper GI tract, and via the vagus nerve, it tells your hypothalamus and pituitary to release more oxytocin. You can imagine this is a superior way. Unlike the brief pulsatile administration of oxytocin by injection or by intranasal delivery, you have around the clock increase in oxytocin. I believe that's a big part of the reason why we experience such a big effect. And because when we make the yogurt, we are taking in hundreds of billions of counts of the bacteria per half cup serving. The yogurt's very easy to make. Now, what if you don't want to make the yogurt? You can take a probiotic containing Lactobacillus reuteri, but you'll find that the counts are quite low. If not a few million, it could be in the low billions, like 10 billion, 5 billion, something like that. So you can appreciate that when we make the yogurt, all we're really doing is amplifying, increasing the bacterial counts, which appears to yield a greater effect in people who consume it. Now, one thing we don't know is how many other strains. So we're using the gastrus strains, but do other strains of reuteri do this? We have not formally explored this, but I can tell you anecdotally, one of the things I experience with the reuteri yogurt is profound sleep. I'm a chronic insomniac without reuteri. With reuteri, I sleep 9 hours a night straight through with frequent vivid dreams. I've made the yogurt with four other strains that I obtained from commercial sources, and they all seem to share many of the effects for me. Now, that's just anecdote. We are planning a clinical trial in which we're going to compare five or so strains of reuteri to see if one is better than the other. We should know when we get done with this clinical trial if there's a better strain of reuteri that we can take advantage of. So until then, I would try to use the BioGaia gastrus strains. And by the way, the company still tells us that making yogurt with their strains is impossible. And I had to tell them that it is possible, but you can't use standard yogurt making techniques. You have to use this modification. So the modification we use is extended fermentation, and we add prebiotic fibers like inulin or raw potato starch to encourage further growth of the bacteria, get higher counts, and it yields a better tasting, better texture end product also. Now, if you want to know how to make this, refer to my Wheat Belly blog. You can put into your search engine Wheat Belly and reuteri. Reuteri is R-E-U-T-E-R-I. I'll put this in the show notes below. And you'll find a blog post from a couple of years ago called Making L-Reuteri Yogurt, a Step-by-Step Guide. You're going to need some kind of device to keep it at 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That could be a sous vide device, a slow meat cooker. It could be a yogurt maker. It could be an instant pot. But if you're using any kind of device that has a preset temperature, you want to run it for a while with a thermometer in it to see what temperature it's operating at, because reuteri likes human body temperature. So it likes around 98 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit, but it dies if you have a device that goes to 108 degrees or higher. So you don't want to do that and muck up your end product. Now, restoring L. reuteri, as you can appreciate, yields astounding effects. In this case, what I think adds up to age-reversing effects. This is the first microbe we've replaced. But you can follow similar fermentation products for other effects. And that, by the way, is the premise, among the premises of my new book, Super Gut, that's going to come out in February 2022, that shows you how to restore lost microbes and put them to work to achieve specific benefits. Now, if you like what you've learned here, I invite you to post a review or to subscribe to the Defiant Health Podcast through your favorite podcast catalog or directory, and to tell your friends about the Defiant Health Podcast. Thanks for listening.